To endorse evolution in the 1830s, when Darwin converted, was about as bad as believing in cold fusion and phrenology all at once.
Oh my goodness!
If you were known as
you mean I shouldn't.
If you were known as an evolutionist, you were known as a pseudoscientist. The rise of modern science was a dramatic break with the kind of reasoning about the world that dominated the Middle Ages, and we call it scholasticism. Scholasticism was based on authority, the respect for figures like Aristotle. And with the rise of modern science, the bold heretics of the day said, out with authority, let's decide upon knowledge based on experience. Many people, particularly humanists, think science is a subject.
You take it in school.
Whatever. It's not a subject at all. It's just a method. You can apply it to many areas of the humanities. But he did come out 10 years later, a decade later, with one of his most famous books, The Descent of Man, and showed how far you can go in understanding human behavior by applying an evolutionary interpretation to it. We represent genetically the history of 3.5 billion years of evolution on Earth. What we've been talking about are hypotheses to explain differences in behavior. That's the first step that you take in science. The next step is the really crucial one. You've got to go out and test that hypothesis. All the hypotheses in the world, plausible as they may seem, do not make a science a science. It's that second step, and the second step is the hard one. Testing whether birth order is important. Yes, it is. Is it more important than anything else we'd like to know about? The answer to that is it's the single best predictor of attitudes toward innovation that I've been able to find. Most of personality differences are, in fact, evolved within the family and represent strategies for dealing with our closest rivals. Every human being is different from others, and every life history is different. It astonishes me, actually, that there are any general trends at all. Mm-hmm. They are there, and they help to guide us as biographers. They help us to understand even the great patterns in Western history. One of the great success stories that we have is the consistent role of Darwinian theory in leading to insight after insight about human behavior. It's becoming an ever more subtle story as well, because a lot of what we can now say about human behavior is Darwinism with a completely environmental twist. It's not a story about having genes for this or that. It's a story about how in childhood we all do adaptive things that are in our Darwinian interests, and that's a story about learning. The reason that competition is so vital to both is that competition is what shapes adaptive strategies in the Darwinian world.